We're continuing the discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 82, verse 48, the last verse. So, what do you remember from the first class? Adi Purush?
Gopis accused Krishna that he teases them and he first disappears and then he teaches them impersonal knowledge as if they are completely foreign to him.
Yes, yes.
Krishna finds again their graces by mentioning bhakti.
Okay, now Krishna is mentioning bhakti, so verse 44. You mentioned bhakti, yes.
But Krishna, the gopis had Vrindavan in their hearts, so when they said that they wanted him to put their feet in their heart, that were what they meant was that his, he should put his feet in Vrindavan. They couldn't enjoy with him the same way anywhere else but in Vrindavan.
Just like Lord Chaitanya said, more and more Vrindavan. My mind is Vrindavan. Mm. So if you want to put your feet in my mind, in my heart, then you have to put your feet in Vrindavan. That's the only way you can do it. Okay. Anything else? Yes?
Maharaj and Vishwasi went to Kurukshetra to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Right. They all went to Kurukshetra to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. Prashanta?
Yeah, we saw the supreme position of devotees. We mentioned how the yogis, they are struggling so hard to somehow fix their mind on the Lord in their heart,
right,
and keep their mind there and they meditate. Whereas the gopis are, it's not really true that they want to take Krishna out, but Krishna is so much imprinted in their heart, they cannot stop thinking about him. Mind is fixed. And it's not only fixed on the beautiful picture of the Paramatma, but it's actually fixed in a whole thinking and believing and feeling about their exchanges with Krishna,
yeah,
full-fledged, full-form Krishna.
Yes.
They feel his embrace, they feel his presence, they hear his words.
Yes. So they're experiencing Krishna in all the five senses.
Mm.
It's not simply looking at his feet. Yes. They smell him, they touch him, they hear
him. Because they are in their transcendental bodies.
Yeah, they are in transcendental bodies.
Yogis are not.
Yogis are trying.
They have a vision.
Yeah. So, yes, Adi Purush.
And even when we are free from the material designations, can we desire Krishna's association?
Not only if we're free from material designation, can we desire Krishna's association. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like how the gopis were in union with Krishna, but they were still in separation. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
He was in union with Jagannath. He was still in separation.
He's still in separation even though he's there with Jagannath. Still, so of course, after so much separation, they know they're just going to see Krishna briefly in Kurukshetra. And so they're still in separation mode. Also, they're still in separation. It's hard for them to forget that. Okay, anything else? Yes, Prashanta.
Krishna was speaking incoherently.
Incoherently. His mind was disturbed when he saw the gopis.
He pretended that he is not the Lord.
Yes.
And it was not his fault.
It's not his fault, right? And he was laughing.
And then he said that he was all pervading.
Yeah, anyway, I was there. You just didn't see me.
So some of the gopis could understand that
yeah,
you know,
not making
head
sense.
Or tail,
you would
say.
Yeah. It's not making sense.
Okay. The gopis were, it seems if they were selfish, but they were understood Krishna's, what would make Krishna happy, and so therefore that's why they wanted him to go to Vrindavan.
Right, they understood what would make Krishna happy. It wasn't motivated. So not a tinge of personal sense gratification, and unmotivated in their desire. Yeah. So, anything else?
In this last verse, 48, the gopis have some jealousy.
some jealousy is there.
Some jealousy is there. Did we cover that, or you plan to?
I don't know. I think we talked something about it. It may come up. There will be in Gopo Champu. There's a lot of more explanation of the gopis' feelings here.
Okay.
So if we don't cover it, then you can cover it after and tell me about it. Their jealousy of.
They're, you know, the yogis who meditating, the learned philosophers.
Oh, yeah, no, that anger, yeah, we did talk how they were angry.
Yeah, and Uddha first came to give them, you know, gyan, and now
angry
Krishna is giving himself, thinking them to be attached wives.
Yeah, yeah, no, this is anger. This is anger. Yes, Adikrush.
Jiva Goswami gives some justification for Krishna after. In Gopal Champa, after the gopis accuse him of being incoherent, he says that I'm subordinate to my devotees, so I had to go kill those demons.
Right.
But also, this all pervasiveness means that I always try to be with you. I'm always associating with you.
Right.
And if you could just please notice that I'm
just see, I'm there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the small thing is that this verse 48, a portion of it is a repetition of what Narada Muni prayed to Krishna when he was visiting the palaces.
Oh, interesting.
Vichintya Magadha Bodhe, Sansara Kupa Patitottarana Valambam.
Wow.
It's
repetition.
It's a repetition. You know, he was
when he was
praying,
visiting the palace.
Yeah, he was praying in the first palace.
Interesting.
To give him remembrance, and he used the same words, part of the verse.
Who got it from who? I'm sure he got it from them. He got it from them, I bet. Okay, so let's hear. Now Radharani has spoken through the mouth of Lord Chaitanya, expressed her mind. My mind is Vrindavan. Please come back to Vrindavan. And now we will hear what Krishna has to say for himself. So I'll just offer obeisances first. Mukam makaroti vacha gangam langayate indiyakantara vandeya shri vrindutai Om gyanati randasya gyananjana sharakama chakshina miritam yena tasamai. So we're in Madhya 13, verse 148. Shuniya Radhika Vane Raja Prema Vane Ani Bhave Vya Kulita Deham Raja Loke Prema Shuni Apnati Vini Mani Kare Krishna Tare Ashasu. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. So it's interesting that we're hearing from Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya. So, because he's taken on the mind of Radharani, he can tell Radharani's side. But because he's Krishna, he can tell Krishna's side too. So it's interesting that we're hearing now, here's what Krishna has to say. Lord Chaitanya is able to say it because he's Krishna. Prana Priyeshuna Mori Satyam Vacham Tomasha Bharasmarane Churo Mui Rakshidine. My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. Purport. It is said, Vrindavanam Purityaja Paramekam na gacchati. In one sense, Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, does not even take one step away from Vrindavan. However, In order to take care of various duties, Krishna had to leave Vrindavan. He had to go to Mathura to kill Kamsa, and when he was taken by his father to Dwarka, where he was busy with state affairs and disturbances created by demons, Krishna was away from Vrindavan, and he was not at all happy, as he plainly disclosed to Srimati Radharani. She is the dearmost life and soul of Sri Krishna, and he expressed his mind to her as follows. So first, he said, I was not happy in Dwarka, and they knew that he was not happy. He says, I'm crying day and night for you. And that we heard from Vihabhagavatamrita, at nighttime he's always calling the names of the gopis, the cows, mother and father. And then not just at night, even the daytime, he sometimes forgets himself and he's calling for the gopis. So Lord Chaitanya is expressing Krishna's mind. Vrajabhasi japlajana mata pita shakavana shabe hai morprana shan tarmatye gopikana shakhat mara jivan tumi mara jivanera jivan. Lord Krishna continued, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan town, my mother, father, cowherd boyfriends, and everything else are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. Purport. Prabhupada says, a very important understanding we should all have living in Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani is the center of all Vrindavan's activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the instrument of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan still chant, Jai Radhe! Jai Radhe! From Krishna's own statement given herein, it appears that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and Krishna is simply her decoration. So now we know what is the truth about Vrindavan. Krishna is not in control. Radharani is in control of Vrindavan and of Krishna. She's in control of Vrindavan and in control of Krishna. So if you're living here, it's Radharani who's doing everything. Krishna is known as Madana Mohan, enchanter of Cupid, but Srimati Radharani is the enchanter of Krishna. Consequently, Srimati Radharani is called Madana Mahamohini, enchanter of the enchanter of Cupid. Tamasha barpe marashe, amake koilo pashe, amitomara tina kebalu. Tamasha bacharaya, amadura deshalaya, akiyache dhidaiva pava. My dear Srimati Radharani, I'm always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you in residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune. Priya priya shangahina, priya priya shangabina, nahi jiye satya kama, mordasha shune jale, thara e dasha kule, e bhaye tuhe rakhe kam. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for each other. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also. So we say, so I'm living just to keep you alive, and you're living to keep me alive. That's what, otherwise, how could we live in separation? Sheshakti premabhati, prema vanshe puti, vyoge je vanshe priya pite, nakane apana dukho, vanshe priya jana shukho, she duivine achiyate. Such a loving, chaste wife and loving husband desire all welfare for each other in separation, and do not care for personal happiness. Desiring only each other's well-being, such a pair certainly meet again without delay. Rakite tomar jivan, sevi ami narayan, tara shakti ashimiti, tomashane krita koli, niti jai You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarkajan, thus you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. So the same message he sent with Uddhava, he's speaking in person. I'm coming every day to you in Vrindavan. Mara bhagyamot vishaye, tomar je prema khaye, she prema param lakabha, nukaya ama ame, shangar korai tomashame, prakateho anivesakara. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come there, unseen by others. I hope that very soon I'll be visible to everyone. Prabhupada explains, Krishna has two kinds of presence, prakat and aprakat, manifest and unmanifest. These are identical for the sincere devotee. So aprakat and prakat are identical for the sincere devotee, Prabhupada says. Even if Krishna is not physically present, devotee's constant absorption in the affairs of Krishna makes him always present. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Due to his intense love, the pure devotee always sees Lord Krishna present within his heart. All glories to Govinda, the primeval personality of Godhead. When Krishna is not manifest before the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are always absorbed in thoughts of him. Therefore, even though at that time Krishna was living in Dwarka, he was simultaneously present before all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This was his aprakat presence. Devotees who are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna will soon see Krishna face to face, without a doubt. Here's Srila Prabhupada's benediction. If you're always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, very soon, and this is why I joined, I wanted to see Krishna face to face. I'm still waiting. And I'm still hoping to see him. I'm still hoping. In other words, devotees who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna certainly return home, back to Godhead. They then see Krishna directly, face to face, talk with him, and enjoy his company. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Chaktadeham vrajana naiti mamiti sarjana. Because during his lifetime, a pure devotee is always speaking of Krishna and engaging in his service, as soon as he gives up his body, he immediately returns to Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is personally present. He then meets Krishna directly. This is successful human life. This is the meaning of prakateha anibe sattvar. Pure devotee will soon see the personal manifestation of Lord Krishna. Yada bena vipaka jato dushta kamsa paka tahami kaila sakkai ache du chari chan tahamari vikavam ailam ami jani hanisha. I've already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the other dynasty. I've also killed Kamsa and his allies, but there are two or four demons still living. I want to kill them, and after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. So this was before Shishupala, Dantavakra, Shalva, Vidurata. These demons were still on the list to be crossed off. The hit list of Krishna. So he hadn't yet gotten rid of them. Purport. Just as Krishna does not take a step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee also does not like to leave Vrindavan. So now, Prabhupada is revealing his mind in this purport. However, when he has to tend to Krishna's business, he leaves Vrindavan. Well, that's Prabhupada. He didn't want to leave. He had to tend to business just like Krishna left Vrindavan. So Prabhupada left Vrindavan.
Where is this reading?
Madhya 13:156 purports. Yeah. After finishing his mission, a pure devotee returns home, back to Vrindavan, back to Godhead. Krishna shared Radharani, and Prabhupada did come at the end back to Vrindavan too. After killing the demons outside Vrindavan, he would return. I am coming back very soon, he promised, as soon as I've killed the few remaining demons. So that promise is in that verse 44. By bhakti, you will obtain me. Your prema. Shesha tuga na hai te vaja jana laki te Rahi raje udasi na haya Jeva sri putra tune kori raje pahare Jatika nerta santosha nagira. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons, and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the others. Tomara je prema kuna kore ama akasha Aive ama vinda shabse Puna ashi vindavne bajava kutamashne Virashiva rajani virashe. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days. And when I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and all the dances in Prajapuri. 10 or 20 days away. Eta tare kahi Krishna bhaje jai te sa Krishna Ek sloka pari shunayu She sloka shuni radha Khandi le shakala vata Krishna patye patite hoyo. While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would again attain Krishna. And guess what verse that is? We'll all sing it together. Verse 44. This is the verse of Krishna's promise that he will go according to Lord Chaitanya. Mayi bhakti hi bhutanam, mayi bhakti hi bhutanam, amrita paya karpate,
amrita paya karpate,
isha yat asimat sneho,
isha yat asimat sneho,
bhavatinam mat apana,
bhavatinam mat apana.
Lord Shri Krishna said, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you. And so he's indebted to them, to their love. So now that is his promise, that yes, you will attain me, means as you want to attain me. I will come back to Vrindavan and put my feet in your heart, the heart of Vrindavan. So I'll read a little bit from Gopal Champu. So those verses were from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 13. Quite a few verses there. And this is all commentary on this verse 48. And it's also the inner meaning of Rath Yatra and bringing Krishna back, is bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. So Gopal Champu from verse 49. We cannot get perfection by following your instruction to absorb our minds in you. And this is the gopi speaking. And we cannot come to you at will since we are controlled by people in our houses. We will get some happiness if we see those lotus feet, if those feet remain always in Braj. Afflicted by separation, the gopis again fainted. So after they spoke this verse, they fainted. Verse 48. This lasted 2 muhurtas. That's about 3 hours, I guess. Then Krishna, overcome with anxiety, spoke, "Oh, your pure character is spreading everywhere. Because of great longing, your intelligence has lost its power of discernment. Have you forgotten what I just said?" With choked voices, they said, "What was that?" He answered, "Rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living entity," verse 44 again, "for eternal life. But by your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude toward me by which you have attained me." So anyone can attain Krishna by devotional service, but you are special. They said, gopis, that is true. But since our hearts have been pierced by the dagger of separation, how can those hearts remember anything? Therefore, give us what we ask for in our prayer. What were they asking for in their prayer? So then Shukadeva describes, it goes to verse 1 of chapter 83. Lord Krishna, the spiritual master of the gopis and the very purpose of their life, showed them his mercy. Okay. He then met with Yudhisthira and his other relatives and inquired from them about their welfare. So then it goes on, Gopochampur. As the fourth prahara of the night passed, the night's discussion had only been touched briefly. Being merciful according to their prayers, showing great affection, he embraced them all, headed by Radha, with tearful eyes. Ordering Uddhava, he had bath water and ornaments brought and offered them to the gopis. He then spent the night there secretly. Since those identifying themselves as husbands who had doggedly obstructed the gopis, who had violated the local and religious norms, had not come, so their husbands had not come to Kurukshetra. They stayed back to protect the village. No one at Kurukshetra was aware that they went out secretly. On the first night, they were inclined to remember separation. This was not suitable for blissful pastimes. Gradually, after overcoming their suffering on later nights, they enjoyed the night's pastimes at the end of night. As long as he stayed in Kurukshetra, Krishna enjoyed pastimes with each gopi, each night, each second, in private, fulfilling all desires that arose. Though he performed pastimes with the gopis at other places other than Vrindavan, both he and the gopis considered the happiness from those pastimes to be momentary, like a dream. Though they met constantly, they were unsatisfied, for previous and future separations dwelled in their hearts. Though he protected the gopis who were hidden from others at Kurukshetra, they were worshipped by the respectable women for their qualities. So, I would like to read one story from Enlightenment of Separation. And it's also about separation, and it's about Radharani, and it's about Jagannath. And you've probably heard it, but I'll read it again, because I feel like it's very appropriate for this Leela here. This story is given by the Goswamis, a very confidential story, practically unknown. Of course, by the mercy of Gaur Govind Maharaj, we have heard this story.
What is it called?
Three logs of wood. Three logs of wood.
So,
three logs of wood.
What's the title of the...
This is Enlightenment of Separation. Gaur Govind Maharaj. This also explains a lot about Radharani and how she's the heart of Vrindavan and the separation and also the forms of Lord Jagannath. Because Lord Chaitanya was seeing Lord Jagannath as Shyama Sundar Krishna. And this story shows how he actually is Shyama Sundar Krishna. So, Krishna, he's in Dwarka, and he's always thinking of Radharani, and he's crying, Radhe, 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 always. In dreaming or waking condition, he's calling. Sometimes he's fainting. Once he was deeply thinking of Radharani, and feeling acute pangs of separation, he fainted. So he's unconscious, and Narada Muni and Uddhava came there. And they know everything, and they say, okay, he's going to do some very mysterious Leela now. And this is his pang of separation from Radharani. So Narada and Uddhava are in anxiety. What can we do now? What shall we do? How can we get Krishna back? And then Balaram arrived. And so the three of them, they were consulting. What shall we do about Krishna's unconscious situation? They said, well, if Narada were to sing on his Veena the glories of Vrindavan, Krishna will wake up. But Narada said, I agree, but I have one apprehension. As soon as Krishna wakes up, what will happen? Don't you know immediately he'll run to Vrindavan if I start singing about Vrindavan? He'll not wait for anyone, so we should have a chariot ready for him. So they called Daruka. But then Uddhava said, wait, you're right. But what I've understood, Vrajbhumi, everybody's crying. If Krishna goes now and hears them crying, he won't be able to tolerate it. So then the consequences will be more precarious. We won't be able to get Krishna back. There will be no hope. So Narada said to Uddhava, "Okay, Uddhava, you're his messenger. You go and you inform them Krishna is coming, and they'll prepare themselves." But then Uddhava became morose. He said, "Yes, I accept what you say, but one thing. My friend Krishna once sent me to Braj. And I went there and I stayed for 3 months, and I tried to console them, but my mission failed. They're all still crying, and how can I tell them, you know, not to cry for Krishna?" So then I said, "Okay, I'll go back to Mathura and I'll bring Krishna back. I'll try my best." He said, "But until now, I haven't done that. So if I go back there without Krishna, everyone's going to be on my case. You promised to bring him back. You didn't bring him back. They won't have faith in me that now Krishna is coming. They won't believe me." So Balaram said, "You see, I would go, but just see, Krishna's always saying, 'Okay, I'll go. But then he doesn't go. So I don't have faith in his words. I also failed to console them. I cannot go also. And before, whatever I would ask Krishna, he would do. But now this time I say, go to Vrindavan, he's not going." So Balaram said, "No, I cannot go." And he started crying. Then Subhadra said, "Okay, I'll go. I'll go and tell them that Krishna is coming. You just be patient." So Subhadra got ready to go on her chariot. And then Balaram said, "Well, if you're going and Krishna is going, I'm also going." So Balaram got his chariot and they started for Vrindavan. And the last chariot's ready for Krishna to go. So then Narada started singing that Braj. And Krishna woke up and he took his threefold bending form. And he said, Where's my flute? Who stole my flute? Oh, it must be the work of those gopis. They're always taking my flute. And then he saw Uddhava. He said, "Hey, Uddhava, what are you doing in Vrindavan?" And then he saw Narada. He said, "Narada, you're here too?" Then he came to his senses. "Isn't this Vrindavan?" And then Uddhava and Narada said, "Oh, my Lord, we know you'd run to Vrindavan, so we've prepared a chariot for you. You just get on your chariot." So Krishna became intoxicated, thinking of Radharani. And he was shaking and like a drunk man. And that's why when they bring Jagannath to the cart, he's shaking and waving like a drunken person. He's going to Vrindavan. So that's Krishna. That's the mood Krishna was in on his way to Vrindavan. So then Daruka was driving the chariot. And meanwhile, Subhadra and Baladev arrived ahead of him. And they saw the Brijbasis in such a state. They were almost dying. They said, "How are you surviving?" And then they're all, Balaram and Subhadra got these shedding tears, perspiration, all the Ashta Satika Bhav. And then they came into that form of Balaram and Subhadra, like the deities. Because their body and their mind is non-different. So then when they felt these ecstatic symptoms, then they became like that. And in the meantime, what's happening to Radharani? She's dying. Radharani, in whole of Vrindavan, is in complete anxiety that Radharani is dying. So her husband, her so-called husband, Ayana Ghosh, Abhimanyu, comes running. He comes running to Radharani, and he's crying. And he puts his head in Radharani's feet, and he says, "Oh, worshipful Radhe, I've never touched your body. I never touched you. But today I'm so fortunate in getting the dust of your feet. Now my life has become successful. All people know I'm a pujari of Katyayani and my goddess, worshipable goddess, is Purnamasi. And Krishna's desire is to relish Parakya Ras. So to fulfill his desire, Purnamasi has manifested this Leela. Your real husband is Krishna and you are his wife. You are eternally husband and wife. But to fulfill Krishna's desire to relish Parakya Ras, Purnamasi ordered Vrindadevi to perform our marriage. This is only external. It is not real. Krishna is your real husband, and you are his wife. And you are the goddess of my heart. I married the Chaya, the shadow of Radharani, not the real Radharani. Now that you're dying, what will happen to us?" And he cried out very loudly, "Let everyone know today I have married Chaya Radha. I did not marry the real Radha." Then came Kotila, his sister. crying and shedding tears, she put her head on the lotus feet of Radharani. She took the dust from Radha's feet and put it on her head. So this is like the sindhu. She said, "Oh Radhe, I'm so fortunate today. I got the opportunity to put some dust from your lotus feet on my head. I really became a chaste lady. Before I was so proud, I was announcing, I am the only chaste lady. There are no other chaste ladies in Brajabhumi. All are prostitutes." I used to say that. "And I tried my best to prove you are a great prostitute. And you have no chastity at all. Although you married my brother, you're always running to Krishna. So I've tried my best to prove you are most unchaste and I am the most chaste. But once, a very mysterious thing happened. Krishna had a very high fever. He was very sick. And he said, it was a disease called sannyasa rog. I will give up everything and take sannyas. How will it be cured? Everyone has an anxiety. What is the medicine?" So Krishna said, "Oh, I know a medicine." "What is that?" "If there is some very chaste lady, only she can give the medicine. Let her go to Jamuna carrying a pot that has hundreds of holes. If she can bring back water from Jamuna in that pot, not a single drop of water falls. That is the medicine. And if you put that on my body, I'll be cured of this fever." So all decided Kutila is the most chaste lady. So drums were beating. No, she was beating drums. "I'm the most chaste lady." So they said, "All right, call her, give her the pot of 100 holes. Let her bring water from Jamuna without spilling a single drop." But when Kutila tried to do it, all the water poured out. That proves she's not chaste at all. Kutila admitted, "It was proved. My pride was crushed. That is why Krishna manifested such a joy and lila to crush my pride." Then, the next moment, Radharani was called. "Let us give the pot to Radharani. Let her bring water." When Radharani went to Jamuna, although the pot had hundreds of holes, not a single drop fell out. Kutila continued, "So, at that time, it was proved, the whole world, you are the real chaste lady, not I. Yogamaya has created this lila just to crush my pride. O Radhi, my pride was crushed, but today I'm very proud to have the opportunity to take some dust from your lotus feet. My life has become successful today." Then Janjavali came running, followed by Shaibya and all her sakis, and she fell flat, putting her head on the lotus feet of Radharani. Washing the lotus feet of Radha with the tears from her eyes, she said, "Radhi, I'm most condemned. It is not you who are condemned, but I. In Raj, everyone is condemning Radharani, saying she's a prostitute. Who is not going to, Radharani says, who is not going to Jamuna to fetch water? But if I go, I become a prostitute. Everyone says, oh, she's a prostitute. She's just going to see Krishna. So who is not going to Jamuna? You're accusing Radharani." So Chandravali says, "No, I am condemned. You are not condemned, Radharani. Krishna is your real husband. You are leftist, so sometimes Krishna goes to my kunj just to increase your leftist mood. That is my good fortune. And that way I'm related to you. Today I'm very fortunate I could put my head at your lotus feet, though I'm very eager to fulfill the desires of Krishna. Still I'm most distressed and condemned. I've become a cause of taking Krishna away from you. Krishna is your husband. Sometimes Krishna goes to my kunj, but he's not happy with me. He's only happy with you. Even in dreams, he only thinks of you. He never thinks of me. It is said, while Krishna is with Chandravali, he thinks of associating with Radharani. He never thinks of Chandravali. He never gets such pleasure or happiness when he's with her." So Chandravali says, "This is all lila created by Yogamaya. Yogamaya has made everyone dance here in Brajabhumi. And for the pleasure of Krishna, in whatever way she made us dance, we all danced. I know it very well. Everyone here is engaged in nourishing the lila of Krishna, nothing else. But today I heard you were in a dying condition. If you give up your body, no one in Brajabhumi will survive, Radhe. Not even a single animal. Everyone will die. Then Krishna will never come to Vrindavan. We'll never see Krishna again. Please, don't die." So then Krishna's chariot arrived. As soon as he arrived, he jumped down and he ran to Nidovan. And he was saying, "Radhe, Radhe, Dehi Pada Pallava Mudara, please give me your lotus feet. I want to put them on my head." So that was his. And then when he saw Radharani, His hands and legs got pushed in his body. He became like a tortoise, and then Lord Jagannath. So Krishna, Radharani, Krishna, Subhadra, and Balaram, they're in that Radha Bhava. And that's why there are three logs of wood floating in the ocean of Radha Bhava. Mm-hmm. At that time, the wind blew over the body of Krishna. And when the wind touched the body of Radharani, who was about to die, it acted like a soothing balm. Her life returned immediately. And then in a very sweet voice, Lalita whispered in her ear, "Krishna has come." When she heard this, Radharani gradually opened her eyes to see her most beloved Krishna. Now she forgot everything. All the pangs of separation are gone. But Krishna is unconscious in this tortoise-like form. So she gave direction to Vishakha, "Please help Krishna." And Vishakha knew the medicine. In a very sweet voice, she started to chant, "Radhe, Radhe, Radhe," to Krishna. He regained his consciousness, opened his eyes, and Krishna and Radharani are looking at each other, and they are having their union. And they forgot everything. Where is Dwarka? Where is Krishna's separation? Where is Radharani's separation? They've all gone. So this is the union of Radha and Krishna in Nidavan. So then they spent the night together, and 4 o'clock, Brahma Muhurta, Mangalarti. They had Mangalarti. The cuckoo started chirping, "Get up, Radha and Krishna, get up." And everyone is, Lalita, all the sakis are offering arti. And Vishakha is singing, Yugala Kirtan. Some sakis are playing mridanga, some kartals and veena. And a very beautiful union, Mangalarti, after separation. So in a sweet voice, Krishna says, "Radha, where is separation? There is no separation. In Tattva, there is no separation. I'm always with you in Brajbhumi. This separation is the topmost platform in prema. If there had not been viraha, this prema would have met an untimely death. So this separation keeps prema alive. Radha, your love for me is like a very deep ocean. And in order to reach such an ocean and drown in that deep ocean, I have assumed the form Jagannath. In this form, I will stay eternally in Kshetra." So Jagannath is Krishna feeling separation from Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya is Radharani feeling separation from Krishna. So when the two get together, then they're having their union. Krishna told Radha, "My brother Balaram and sister Subhadra helped me come to Brajbhumi so we could be united. So I will also take them with me in the forms they assumed on coming to Brajbhumi. In these forms, we three shall stay eternally in Nilachal." So that's the story of Lord Jagannath.
And Mahaprabhu displayed this Mahabhav, even he assumed a tortoise form.
Yeah, actually, he assumed that form.
Guru Chaitanya.
He assumed that form also, like a Jagannath type form. Okay, here's Krishna said, Rasaraj Mahabhavik Tanu Hoya Nama Sankirtana Rase Jagat Mataya. To those jivas who are very fortunate, I will give the opportunity to relish this prema rasa through Sankirtan. They will relish the mellow of Gaur Kirtan rasa, and all these Braj Gopas and Gopis will be Parakaras, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, combined form of Radha and Krishna. So the fortunate souls will relish the same prema through Sankirtan. Bokeo prema dham, harinam Sankirtan. Narottam Das Thakur says.
Very sweet.
So any questions or comments on this? Hare Krishna.
Just dawned on me, you just mentioned Kshetra.
Kshetra.
Is it that Purushottama Kshetra is Kurukshetra, connected to Kurukshetra?
No.
Or is it Dwaraka?
Well, according to what Prabhupada said, it's Dwaraka. I mean, I read a purport, or I read some, it must have been not Prabhupada, one of these purports. Sri Kshetra is Aishwarya. It's Dwaraka. Yeah.
There is one interesting point that Bhaktisiddhanta Ji mentions.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after visiting many different places of pilgrimage, remark, "I would like to spend the last days of my life in Kurukshetra."
Kurukshetra.
I shall construct
it.
Kurukshetra is the real place of bhajan. which many people couldn't understand. They thought Radhakund is the real place for bhajan.
Yeah.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisthanda Ji explained that the service in need is the most appreciated.
Service in need is the most appreciated.
And that's where Radharani needs the most needs the service to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Okay, so Kshetra is the place where the service is most in need. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta said he wanted to spend his last days there. But I think he... Where did he leave? In Radhakund?
No, he left Puri. In Mayapur.
Mayapur.
Puri he spent... Well, 1 or 2 months before going to Mayapur.
Puri also in Mayapur. Yeah. I mean, Kurukshetra now has a very great significance, even for our movement. Not just that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita there, but also that he met the gopis there. The material is also there in Kurukshetra. Anything else?
I think why Puri is compared to Kurukshetra because of the same union with separation. Where
it's a place of separation. Puri is a place of separation.
And even Kurukshetra because Krishna and Radharani and then right. Mahaprabhu and Jagannath. I think
it's not like it is. It is Kurukshetra, but it's the same idea. I believe in one of Gaur Govinda Maharaj's books that Kurukshetra is 4 times the separation than Puri.
Whoa.
So, I don't know. I did read that somewhere some months ago. And I believe it's from Gurgulita Maharaj. Yes, they're both like Viraha Kshetras, both of them, for Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya was feeling Kurukshetra there because it's Jagannath. And Jagannath is the taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. So that Leela takes place in Puri. The Kurukshetra Leela takes place in Puri, actually. So there's the connection. And Lord Chaitanya revealed that by his saying these prayers in front of the Rath, when he was dancing in front of the Rathkar. That this is what's happening at Kurukshetra. Krishna's, they're taking him, actually dragging him back to Vrindavan. Although it didn't happen physically when Krishna was here, but the Rath Yatra it's physical. It's physically happening in the Rath Yatra.
And then the Gundicha thing and spending days.
So he spent like 8 days. Of course, Lakshmi wasn't so happy. She came and let him know that you're away from home a bit too long. So obviously, Jagannath Puri is the place of Lakshmi. It's a place of Aishwarya. It's just Aishwarya stone. Lakshmi is there.
I was speaking to the pujari of Tuta Gopinath Temple out there.
Right.
I'm like, how does it feel like, this awe and reverence all around you? You're worshipping Tuta Gopinath. And everywhere they're talking about rules and they're talking about... Even the schedule followed at Tuta Gopinath is the same as Jagannath Temple. Mm-hmm. Where what kind of bhogs they offer Jagannath Temple. But similarly, they're doing the same thing at Tuta Gopinath Temple.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then... one thing led to the other, and then we spoke about. Then I said, "In what mood are you worshipping Tuta Gopinath?" He's saying, "Parikya Bhav can never come to Jagannath Puri." I said, "Wow! Then how do you see Radha Gopinath? How do you see them then? How do you see Lalita and Krishna? Because you have Radharani, you have Gopinath, and you have Lalita." And then he didn't talk further on that. He's saying the Madhurya aspect is hidden and Aishwarya is shown.
Yeah. But even Lord Jagannath has his Madhurya. If you read these magazines by Madhunanda, at night time, he's worshipped in Madhurya. In the daytime, he's worshipped in Aishwarya. There's a story. There were two different people who wanted, one king wanted to worship him in Aishwarya and one simple Brahmin, I believe, wanted to worship him in Madhurya and was worshipping him with opulent flowers. And so then they kind of had a fight. Who's going to win? How are we going to worship Jagannath? And Jagannath came and he accepted both of them. Of course, he showed the king that the other one was on his lap. And he was accepting the Madhurya. So then the king accepted, okay, you can have both. Abai?
And why did Lord Chaitanya merge into the Total Gopinath deity?
Yeah, right. I was also thinking that Lord Chaitanya disappeared into the Total Gopinath.
That's right. He has a small, like 4-inch line out here, and the whole deity is black.
Yeah.
Only right at the line, it's golden.
Golden.
Right at the line. There's everything.
So
is
it's a golden
black.
Line.
It's a golden line. There's everything is black. It's really beautiful.
So yes, Lord Chaitanya is there. He went. Yes.
So this all passed time and Ratatis for sure. So it's in separation.
Yeah, it's in separation, and they're bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan.
So in Vrindavan, you know, generally there's no separation. Everybody is full time with Krishna.
Except when he goes to Mathura. You mean Goloka Vrindavan?
What I'm saying is that when he comes to the material world, he goes to Mathura and that's his pastime. Is it solely so that devotees in this world can have, you know, be enthusiastic about servicing separation to go back to Godhead?
Right, but some of them want to go to Dwarka too. So he has to show that as well. Some want to be queens and marry Krishna. But yes, he also shows how he's enjoying and to attract us to Vrindavan. Yes.
And well, why that separation? I mean.
Well, we just heard it. Without the separation, then prema would die an untimely death. It's this embankment of separation. This, it means there's a river of prema, and the two banks are the viraha, separation, and union. Separation and union are the two banks, and the river is prema.
So does that mean in the spiritual world, in Dwarka Vrindavan, then that there's always some separation?
Yeah, there is separation. In the day, in the morning, Krishna goes out with the cows, and the parents are in separation, and the gopis are in separation. During the day, during the night, the cowherd boys and the parents, the cowherd boys are in separation. And then, according to Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishna does go to Mathura, even in Goloka, when he's in Goloka, but only for... He just goes and kills Kamsa and comes back. He doesn't stay, like, a few days. He may go, and they're in separation. Not like here, where it's for 100 years. But there, it's only 3 days. So, practically speaking, he doesn't go. You don't escape separation. We are not impersonalists. Yes?
This is Vaikuntha.
If you want to be always with him, you go to Samipya, you get Samipya, Vaikuntha, be on the same planet. Or close. Salokya, Samipya.
The planets are so big, you could be
No. No, so that, then you want Samipya. You have to get Samipya, means you're near. Close by.
There's even Vrindavan-like Vaikuntha.
Yes, Vrindavan-like Vaikuntha.
Really? Oh, that's tempting.
Vrindavan like Vaikuntha. That means it's very opulent.
Opulent, yeah. Even if you worship in Radha and Krishna deities in the mood of Aishwarya, which we are.
Well, we're supposed to.
If you don't go any further, if you don't go up to Nirvana, then you go there.
Yeah, not too bad. But of course, we do want the highest. We want to be with Prabhupada wherever he is.
It was shown to the gopas in Brahmarada.
That Aishwarya one was shown. And that's what we heard when Krishna did return to Vrindavan. When he took all the Vrijvasis back, he took the demigods to that portion of Goloka. He took them back to that Aishwarya place.
It is a place for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice
line. Bottom line.
That's a nice line. No, I mean, it's better than riding over here.
Wherever you are, you're totally satisfied there, so.
Yeah, right. Even if you're in Vaikuntha.
I mean, from here, everything has gradations, but when you're there, everything is.
Yeah, once you're there, then you're completely happy, whichever place you are. But we're being trained up to go to Goloka. That's the followers of Lord Chaitanya. We're being trained up to go to the highest. Yes?
Is there any significance that the Gita of Battle of Kurukshetra and the Gita being spoken at Kurukshetra, or is it just because we're supposed to Indraprastha at the time? Or
not close, it was a holy place.
But it was a holy place, why did they pick Kurukshetra?
Well, it's because it was a fight with the Kurus, and it's Kurukshetra. It's a Kuru thing. So it's the holy place for the Kurus, and they're all Kurus fighting. So they figured, according to what Prabhupada said, they figured if we all die here, it will be a good place to die. They went there to die, in other words. They said, well, we're going to die, or we're going to win. And they pretty much knew they're all going to die, so they said, well, this is where we want to die. It's a Kuru, place of the Kurus. And it was a Kuru fight. As far as I understand, yes?
I was thinking that parikya and separation go together. If
yeah.
there is parikya,
yeah.
well,
parikya
has
means separation. Sambhog is okay, the wives. But even they got separation too.
And acharyas say that in every rasa there is parikya bhav, not only in Madhurya.
Well,
even
about that. I never heard that.
Even Yashoda and Nanda thinking that Krishna actually belongs to Devaki and he might go any time. So today let me give him everything.
That's not parikya. That's viraha.
No, parikya. That he belongs to somebody else. That Krishna really belongs to somebody else.
Oh.
Even the Sakkas are thinking
okay.
that. Even his...
but not the parikya as we think of it. It's not Madhurya parikya.
Yeah, it's not Madhurya. That's why I'm saying all the rasas have this parikya in Vrindavan. It's the undercurrent.
Okay. Don't say parikya. Say this feeling that Krishna belongs to someone else. Because parikya is actually, the word itself means conjugal. The way it's been used by Prabhupada and everyone else I heard is a form of conjugal love. And so it's not really, you can't. Maybe it's true that idea is there, but I don't think they would use the word parakia so much. It's very you hear that, I think, can't be. But yeah, I mean, what you're saying is, it can be correct. Adipurush, what did you have to say?
The Kurukshetra, Kuru forefather, he performed the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of the whole world, so that anybody, which was quite selfless, and Indra himself came to order him to stop it, and he didn't.
Who?
Indra.
Indra came.
And so then Indra cut off one of his arms, and still Kuru continued to plow with the remaining arm and hand to prepare this for the sacrifice. So then Indra was so pleased, he said that whatever sacrifice is performed here, will give a thousandfold, a millionfold benefit for everybody, and all your descendants will be blessed, and the whole world will be blessed by whatever happens here.
Okay, so Kuru, who did the original sacrifice, did a sacrifice for the benefit of everyone, and the end result was that whoever would do a sacrifice there, then you will say that again.
We would get a thousandfold.
Thousandfold benefit. Or millionfold benefit. So they all knew that about Kurukshetra, so that's they all wanted to go there.
That's how it became Kurukshetra.
Kurukshetra, yeah.
Krishna must have been remembering the days of the eclipse while driving Arjuna's chariot. Sometimes same place.
Yeah.
Same place as what?
Same place as you.
Yeah.
He must have been remembering. Yeah.
So some of the acharyas, they show some echoes of Vrindavan memories in the Bhagavad
Gita. Yeah, what is that? Sarvadharmam Pri?
Vraja, yeah.
Mamikam Sharanam. Vraja. Go to Vraj. Give up everything and go to Vraj.
The Shams Patriptanam, Vrajakam Vritikam, Vrani Puni Yonam Tam.
So they connect that with kind of like.
Remembering the Gopis.
Krishna could have been there. Oh, I'm in Kurukshetra now. Oh.
Priti Purvakam, that one?
Yeah, and the previous one.
And the
Machana? Bodhayandas. Machitama Kata Pranam.
Yeah. How is that going?
Dushyanti Charamantica. Yeah, Dushyanti, because there are two different kinds. Ramanti is more conjugal.
Wow. So, some very confidential things have been revealed today from Bhagavad Gita. For all you listeners, I hope everybody can hear on the CD world. But, okay. echoes of Krishna's meeting with the gopis in Bhagavad Gita. Mame kam sharanam vraja and piti purvakam in verse 10:10. Yeah, and tushanti charamanti cha in verse 10:9. Bye bye.
Thinking about the relationship with the queens in Dwarka, it seems like they're always feeling that Krishna really wants to be in Vrindavan, so it seems
they get that impression.
Incompatible.
Yeah, but still they want, I mean, they're happy with the Krishna, as much Krishna they get, you know, they're happy with that too, even though they know his heart is in Vrindavan, but still, at least they have him, you know, and they're having kids, you know, so it's...
But they're also simultaneously expressing their feelings of separation, like in the prayers.
Yeah, the queens are also in separation.
Yeah, even though he's right there.
Yeah, while he's there. Prayer of Vaichitya.
Yeah.
In chapter 90, you hear about how the queens are feeling separation at night.
Even though,
he's right next to them.
Yeah.
And they're feeling separation.
Actually, those queens are gopis, aren't they?
Yeah, they're expansions. They were gopis, but once you get out of Parakya into Swakya, then it's not. They're not anymore the same. It's a whole different mood. It's a whole different mood. Krishna belongs to me. Of course, they also. But, you know, there's a commitment there that he has to, you know, he has to be with me. And that's why.
Even the gopis who did the Katyayani Vrata, they want Krishna as their husband.
Yeah, and they got, according to Jiva Goswami. They went to Dwarka and married him.
Oh, okay.
Those unmarried gopis. Also, Jiva Goswami, they got married, said they got married in Vrindavan. But again, not the originals. He describes the marriage ceremony of all the gopis, the unmarried gopis and the married gopis, because they weren't really married. It was, as Abhimanyu said, chaya, the shadow of, a duplicate of each of them was living with the husbands, and not the originals. And the originals got married, but then of course we say, anyway, the originals don't get married, so it's like, there you go again. Any other questions or comments? Okay, I'll go to Radharani, I'll go to Shri Krishna. Kurukshetra, Jagannath.